We are about now to talk to Rocio Villalobos, who is a native Austinite. She calls herself a Chicana feminist. She works at the University of Texas at Austin's Multicultural Engagement Center and volunteers with local immigrant rights and women's rights groups in the Austin area, and was here to talk about this amazing, fiery thing that happened in the State House in Austin, where Senator Wendy Davis did a filibuster stopping this incredible abortion amendment that was going to be a law that put in effect. And Rocio, welcome. Good to have you with us.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. Still a little tired, but I feel like, you know, there's still some adrenaline running through my veins from the past or so. So I'll be okay.
I'm sure you will. I'm sure you will. Tough activists always are. Let me ask you to take a little step backwards, because many people in our area here didn't really follow what happened in Texas, though it was critical, I think. It was like a news flash. So, Rocio, tell us what happened, what's happening now around Wendy Davis and all the others who are working in this struggle.
Sure. Well, I mean, I think a lot of people have been getting more involved and just finding out more along the way, but we're seeing a greater number of women in particular coming together and demanding that these legislators respect women's autonomy and our ability to make decisions for ourselves about our bodies. And so the main bill that was the focus of all of the protests and the, you know, the people's filibuster and the amazing actions by Wendy Davis to stop this bill from moving forward, all of that power and energy was leading up to the filibuster, which happened last Tuesday evening against Senate Bill 5. And this Senate bill would limit the type of access that women have to getting an abortion, you know, which is part of our need for reproductive justice, and it should be included in the types of medical services that women have a right to. So under this bill, it would decrease the length of time during which women would be able to get an abortion if that's what they decide. It would place the burden on women to travel to facilities to get an abortion and to cover their own abortion. There would be new rules and regulations that would require facilities to have specific services and to be up to a certain code in order to provide abortions, which means that existing clinics that aren't up to par according to these new standards wouldn't be able to provide abortions. And just to give you a sense of the type of impact that would create, right now there are approximately 42 clinics in the state that would be able to provide those services. But if the bill passes, it would reduce that number to 5. So we're seeing that places, particularly along the Texas-Mexico border, would be deeply impacted by this. And if women were to need to get an abortion, there wouldn't really be any clinics available along the border that would be able to cover that. And so they would have to travel farther distances. This means that poor women, working class women, women living in rural areas, and women of color would be most impacted with by this type of legislation.
So now what's happening now? Is there another session being called to pass this bill? And where's the fight now around this? And what are you doing?
Yes. Well, after the filibuster around SB 5, they moved to Rick Perry called for a second special session.
Right.
So now the second iteration of the bill has been House Bill 2 and Senate Bill 9. Last night, there was a committee hearing in the House to hear House Bill 2. You know, there were over, you know, thousands of people that signed up to testify, many of whom didn't get a chance to speak. I was fortunate enough to be able to speak, as well as some of my friends and allies. But at the end of the night, after all of the testimonies had been heard, after several hundred testimonies had been heard, they voted to pass the bill through the House. So now it goes on to the Senate, and the Senate will have their own meetings before the second special session reconvenes next Tuesday, July 9th.
We have about a minute left in this segment, Rocio. Do you think this is going to launch a new movement among Texans to try to take back some of the things that is off over the last 10 years?
I sure hope so, and I think just from what I've seen, the turnout at the Capitol, all of the action on social media, the types of stories that I've seen covered, I think it's been a huge awakening for women in particular to stand up and to get involved in speaking out. Right, our bodies as women are so constantly under surveillance, policed in different ways, and I think it's time for women to support each other, to stand up, and to push back, not only in terms of what's going on in the legislature, but to help one another and to organize ourselves in our own communities so that women know about what's going on and feel empowered enough and confident enough to take action and to demand that their rights as women are respected.
Well, Rosio Villalobos, I appreciate you taking the time with listeners here on the East Coast here for a few minutes. We look forward to talking to you more as this develops and hearing more about what our sisters and brothers are doing in Texas. Thank you so much for joining us.